The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Boom, 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 boom.
Can you hear out of both ears?
I can't. What a good way to open the show. Oh, yes.
We had trouble with our hearing before.
Right. Well, not our hearing.
Well,
it wasn't our hearing.
It was our equipment.
It was our equipment, not our equipment, the station's equipment. Circular
Ooh.
Driveway.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. I'm Lynn.
I'm Bev.
And together we are Stuff, and we're here every Thursday morning, 8:30 in the morning. Hope you have your coffee or your tea or your cocoa or your bagel or your English muffin or your smoothie or well, not your beer. Don't do the beer. Not in the morning. No. Yeah, we're here every Thursday, and hopefully, well, you know, okay, I think Martha Graham was Billy Graham's wife.
Really?
I don't know. But anyway, she said this, and I haven't read this, so if this is a bomb, it's not my fault.
Oh, okay. But you picked it.
Well, I have a whole list, so I just grab one.
Oh, okay.
So here it is. This is a long one. There is a vitality, a life force, an energy, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all time, this expression is unique. And if you block it, it will never exist through any other medium, and it will be lost. That's deep.
Oh.
So this is saying that you're valuable.
Even if whatever you're saying isn't worth.
Well, no. Well, I guess that would be unique as well. But so that's the quote of the day. If you didn't get it, sorry, too bad. I'm not going to repeat it. So just in case this is airing before this pasta dinner that I'm going to tell you about, forgive us, but we're going to give it a shot, hoping that it's still before the pasta dinner. It's the Pittsfield Irish City Sister Pasta Dinner Fundraiser, and our sister city is Bellina, and it's Friday, May 15th, 2026. 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Hillcrest Academy, which is on 400 Columbus Avenue, used to be St. Mark's School. You can get your tickets at Elm Street Hardware, or you can call 413-442-8924. Talk to Marie. She can make reservations for you. There will be Irish step dancers there entertaining, and Unico will be doing the yummy, yummy cooking. And there you go.
All right.
Thanks, Marie.
Thank you, Marie.
All right. You have true or false, or do you have a riddle?
I have true or false.
All righty.
I should do some riddles. I like riddles.
I like the riddles, too.
About 4,000 Americans are injured by musical instruments each year. That's number one. Number two, in 1797, James Hetherington invented the top hat and wore it in public. He was arrested for disturbing the priest.
The what?
Peace.
I thought you said the priest.
No, the peace.
Disturbing the peace?
Yeah.
Okay.
During the 1980s, the speed of traffic in New York City was less than 10 miles per hour.
10 miles per hour? In New York City.
In the 1980s.
In the 1980s?
Yep.
New York City? In the city? Read that one again.
During the 1980s, the speed of traffic in New York City was less than 10 miles per hour.
Okay. I wanted to make sure it wasn't posted that way on the street. You
nope,
can only go.
Say.
This is just 10. See that, okay. And one of these is.
One of these is false and two are true.
One false. All right. Which one is false? And Bev will repeat that at the top of the second half of our show, you lucky, lucky people.
As long as she reminds me.
Yes. So, I have a guest here today.
I'm afraid to ask.
Would you like to say something? Our guest is Emily. She's
no,
shy.
She's.
My name's Emily.
Oh. She's never been in a radio station before. Ever. Hi, honey.
My mommy isn't here.
Oh, her mommy's not here. She's out in the waiting area, but she's right. See, you can see her right through the glass. So, Emily, how old are you?
I'm 4 years old.
You're four?
Mom, I'm three. I'm three. 3 years old.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Me.
Okay, well, you go out there with your mom. Because, would you like to say goodbye to the people?
I don't see people. I don't see any people.
Okay, well, go on outside. So we decided to try to have a little one on our show because we always have adults on our show. But Emily's here with her mom today, and we asked her to come into the studio. And so that was Emily. We won't say her last name because it's private. But maybe Emily can come in when she's 20 and we can find out if her dream came true and that she grew up and she became herself. What she wants to be when she grows up. She wants to be herself.
You never know what you're going to get when
Never, ever. So you've got some good stuff.
I do. It's continuation from before.
Okay. I liked those. Nobody knows what I'm talking about, but I did like those.
At a Norwegian cocktail lounge, ladies are requested not to have children in the bar.
Oh.
These are let me write sign, nice, good, speak English. In a tailor shop in Rhodes, order your summer suit because it's big rush. We will execute customers in strict order.
Oh, gosh. Where was that?
Rhodes.
Do you think that if English gets translated into another language, that people in those places okay, never mind.
Okay.
Never mind. My brain got twisted.
I thought that was normal.
Oh, it is. It is. It got twisted for a minute because I realized what I was trying to say.
Didn't make sense
at all. No, it's okay. All right.
How about a laundry in Rome? Ladies, leave your clothes here and spend the afternoon having a good time.
Those are great. I was in, so I was in another country. I was in Spain, and I got on a train, and this train was bringing us somewhere, and we had information in a little flyer about where we're going, and they had translated it from Italian into English, and it was very similar to what you're doing.
Yeah.
You would read it, and it did not make sense, and it got twisted, and it was hilarious because it didn't really help much at all because it didn't translate right.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I've got a few more.
Okay.
But what have you got?
I've got funny garden tips.
Tell me.
Include scaring birds with stolen toy snakes. So you can have a toy snake. Oh, you can place rubber snakes around your plants to stop the birds from eating your berries and your vegetables. They see the snake.
But if the snake doesn't move, don't they?
Well, maybe you need to tie a little string on the snake, and while you're in your house, you watch, and then you just pull. And you have to be home all day, and you have to be at the window all day,
oh my God,
sitting on your deck all day to pull the little string. I did read that if you do things like that with a fox or an owl that are fake, you have to move them around every couple days so that
they actually seem alive.
The vermin doesn't get used to it being there.
Right.
And it will seem like it's moving.
Okay.
But it's so funny because this says funny garden tips include scaring birds with stolen toy snakes.
Stolen?
Yeah. It says that they're stolen. I don't really get that. Like, you're stealing,
Is that a capital S?
No.
As in a brand name?
No. I think you steal it from your child.
Oh, my gosh.
But don't go into a store and steal one. Because it'll work even if it's not stolen.
Yes. In fact, it probably will last longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. In a Czech tourist agency, take one of our horse-driven city tours. We guarantee no miscarriages.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
On a Vietnamese restaurant menu, fried milk, children sandwiches, roast cattle, and boiled sheep.
Oh, boiled sheep?
Sheep.
Oh, sheep. Oh, my gosh. What language was that?
Viennese.
Oh, my gosh.
Fried milk, children sandwiches.
How does that happen?
Somebody... did not good speak English.
No, did not good speak English. So you can use cinnamon. Cinnamon is a fungus killer.
Ooh.
Sprinkle cinnamon on soil to stop mold and fungus.
Huh. And we eat that.
The fungus or the cinnamon?
The cinnamon.
So I want to try it. I'm going to try that one. I'm going to try the snake one, too. I have a problem with chipmunks. So chipmunks...
can't help you there. We feed them.
Oh, and I love them. And I would feed them, too. I'm actually thinking of setting up a feeding station for them so they won't go in my garden. A place where they know that they can go to get peanuts. I know they like peanuts. But
they do.
Last year, they would go into my... And I have a raised bed garden. And they would, the minute my peas would start to sprout, they would go in and they would dig and they would eat underneath the green part that's already come out of the ground.
Yeah.
And so I'd see my bean sprouts, my pea sprouts dying, and I'd look and there was a hole, and the hole underneath part was eaten, the seed, where the seed is. It was a battle, because I'd replant, same thing would happen. So I learned to do this, and I'm going to try it this year. When you plant your things like that, like the peas or whatever goes into the ground that something's eating, you take plastic forks and you stick the handle in the ground all the way down so just the fork part is sticking up.
Yeah.
All around, you get a lot of them all around, and they won't go to the seed because they can't crawl along the top of the forks.
That works with houseplants, too. Keeps cats out of them.
You do that?
Yeah.
Oh, then you knew this.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me last year?
I didn't realize how much of a problem you were having.
Oh, big problem. So my friend actually gave me a whole bag of plastic forks.
You're going to decorate your...
I am going to put this in the garden, and I'm going to see how this works. And hopefully it will be successful. I will let you know.
Okay.
Stay tuned for the update.
All right.
All righty. These are good. I like these.
Sign in a Swiss mountain. Special today. No ice cream. A doctor's office in Rome. Specialists in women and other diseases.
Wait a minute. Women and other diseases?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
In a Moscow hotel room. If this is your first visit to the USSR, you are welcome to it. At a Vienna hotel, in case of fire, do your utmost to alarm the hotel porter.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Well, they're all weird.
As a Hong Kong dentist.
A Hong Kong dentist?
At a Hong Kong dentist. Teeth extracted by the latest Methodists.
I wonder if they get help when they break this stuff. Yeah.
At a Swedish furrier, fur coats made for ladies from their own skin.
Oh, gosh. Well, I don't have fur. I wouldn't want a coat made from my skin anyway. That's
ooh,
not fur.
Ooh, 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 ooh,
I wonder
ooh.
Why the fur is on the outside of a fur coat. Wouldn't you rather have the fur against your body on the inside, on the lining?
I would think so.
Because you know how you put on a coat and it's that silky kind of lining and it's cold against you?
Yeah.
I'd rather have the fur inside.
But you'd warm up pretty fast.
I know. I just don't like that. Like jeans, when you put jeans on in the wintertime and the jeans are cold against your legs for a little while, I don't like that.
I've never had that problem.
I think that drawers should be heated. Your drawers... Not your drawers. The drawers in your dresser.
Just like your car seat.
Yeah. So here's another idea for your garden.
What?
Bananas.
What about bananas?
Banana peels. They're fertilizer. Sorry, I went away from the microphone. I got so excited. Bury banana peels near tomato plants for potassium. I need to do that.
You're going to have a garden that looks like you're having a picnic.
I know. It's true. I'm going to have bananas and cinnamon and the little forks there to help eat them. Oh, gosh. This is great. Oh, gosh. There's more. I can't wait to keep going. Oh, let me do one more. I'm so excited.
Go ahead.
Cardboard weed barrier. Now, my neighbor did this. All the time, and I never did it. And it works. You lay down cardboard that kills the weeds. So you plant your garden.
It kills whatever is laying there.
Well, you make you do it around, like you'd make holes when you plant your, okay. he planted tomatoes.
Yeah.
So when I helped him, we would take cardboard and we would lay the cardboard like in between the rows of the tomatoes.
Okay.
Not ever interrupting where the tomato plants were.
Right.
So it stopped the weeds where you walked and like around the plant, and it worked. And then he put, my neighbor had mowing, the clippings from mowing.
Yeah.
And he would bring them over, and he'd take all the clippings and put them on top of the cardboard. And it worked. He didn't have any weeds. Well, he had some weeds around the plant, but you can pull them. But the whole other part of the garden was walkable, and yeah, it was really,
that's
really
like
worked.
That one, as you come into Dalton, there's the black tarps are laid down around the plants.
Where?
As you come into Dalton from...
Allendale?
No. From the hills.
Route 9. Oh.
Route 9.
Oh.
They have the big, very dark...
black covering.
Yeah.
Keep the weeds down.
Huh.
Cardboard. And if you order from Amazon like I do, you probably have lots of cardboard.
Yes.
And instead of breaking them up and recycling them, you can recycle them by using them in your garden to stop the weeds.
There you go.
And if you do the grass, like my neighbor did, from the grass clippings, he made sure that it wasn't grass clippings from someone's yard where they have chemicals put on their yard.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you don't have those, because they'll, as it rains and all of the water, and it will seep into the ground, and then it will be in the dirt.
It just gets messy.
Mm-hmm. All right.
These are 100% honest-to-goodness headlines.
Okay.
British left waffles on Falkland Avenues.
British left waffles on Falkland Avenues?
Islands.
That's cute. That's a real sign.
It's a real sign. Shot off woman's leg helps Nicholas to 66.
That's a real sign.
That's a real sign.
It sounds like a Route 66 sign.
It's a golf. Plane too close to ground, crash probe told.
Plane
too close to ground.
Crash probe told?
Yep.
I don't get that one.
That's why they crashed, because they were too close to the ground.
Okay. Makes sense to me.
Juvenile court to try shooting defendant.
Oh, gee.
Bomb hit by library. After detour to California, shuttle returns to Earth.
What?
I don't know. I just saw somebody go by the window here with a whole big basket full of stuff. So it looks like they're going to have a party or something.
Oh, if it's full of stuff, we should be invited to the party. The good thing is when we leave, we'll see what's happening.
Yep.
We will see what's happening. Do you think they were bringing in food?
No, it looked like grab bag type thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're doing something.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing something. There's always something going on around here.
Yep.
Coffee grounds are nitrogen for your plants.
Coffee grounds are good.
I need to start drinking coffee again. Sprinkle coffee grounds around your plants for a nitrogen boost. This is so cool. Because we have cinnamon, most people have bananas, cardboard, coffee. It's all right there. You can reuse all this stuff. I love it. There's a fishing line fence. Now, I have seen this. Somebody who had a huge garden and does this, and it works. So it will confuse deer. All you need to do is, if your at parts of your garden, you put up posts.
Okay.
You know, high sticks.
All
high
right.
Whatever.
Okay.
You run the fishing line from post to post. One line, post to post, all the way around your garden.
Because they're not going to be able to see it.
They can't see it. They think, I don't know if it's a reflection that they see. They think it's a wall. They think they can't get through. So they see that, and they don't cross it. And I've seen this happen. I've seen this work. It's really cool.
Huh.
And it's just one piece of fishing line from post to post. And you don't have to do a barrier. You don't have to do it like a tons of it. You just one.
Doesn't keep the rabbits out.
No. I wonder if you put it lower, if it'll keep the rabbits out. I have a rabbit I need to do something about. I have a rabbit. I have a fox. I have a possum and a bear.
You have a bear?
We had a bear the other night. It came through our yard, through our driveway. It always, all of these animals come through my yard, across my driveway, and into my neighbor's yard. And then I can't see anymore on the Ring camera. I can't see beyond those, you know, what are they doing in my neighbor's yard? I can't.
You've got a cam already set up.
Yeah. And the bear came across and then turned around and came back. And I saw him go through my landscaping, and there was a paw print in where my Whoa. Landscaping is. And this bear was tagged. It had a collar on. So I looked it up, and it's a research project where they must, you know, anesthetize the bear with an injection or whatever.
Right.
When they catch them and
put the collars on
them, and they can track them. So the bear did get at, my neighbor told me. My neighbor has a really cool camera bird feeder.
Yeah.
So you can see the birds. And it did get at that, but it didn't break it. She had it hanging in her front yard because we're both fenced in. So, yeah. So they're out. I'm sure everybody has got all these. But I'm in a neighborhood, you know, so it's.
You don't expect to see that.
No. At our church, we've got a family of bears.
Aww. Yeah.
But we have a lot of woods around us.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. But scary. scary at the same time.
Boy declared dead revives as family protests.
Oh! Oh!
Yeah. Really?
These are signs? Real signs in
These
English?
These are real 100% honest to goodness headlines.
Oh, headlines.
Headlines.
Okay, headlines.
When you opened up your newspaper.
Uh-huh. So somebody made some serious mistakes.
Dead coyote found in Bronx launches search for its mate.
Oh, it's dead. How does this get through when they edit everything?
It must not be
very careful.
These may not be the biggest newspapers.
So there was a headline once in my lifetime, something that was about me. I used to do this party plan long ago. Called Undercover Wear, and it was a lingerie party plan. So when I did it here, and it was in the 1980s, way back in my other life, it was a big deal. Nobody had ever heard of anything like this. We had Tupperware, right. We had baskets, we had party light, and this was lingerie. So they did a story on me and what was happening. So they came to my friend's house when I did one of these parties. It's like Tupperware, only you're doing lingerie and it's just women. And they did a story, but they put it on the front page of the Berkshire Eagle.
Oh my God.
Big letters. Undercover, which they didn't say undercover wear. They said undercover sales lady makes hit. And right below that was a picture of the president. So there was no picture of me. It was undercover sales lady makes hit. And there was this big picture of the president of the United States. So it looked like
you were going to hit
something happened where the article started on the first page, but then it was continued in the second section of the Berkshire Eagle. Yes, we did have two sections of the Berkshire Eagle. And I think sometimes three. Then it continued the article with pictures of me standing there, you know, holding a nightgown or whatever. But the front page made it look like, and there was an article about the president, but it wasn't as big as Undercover Sales Lady Makes Hit. Isn't that crazy? So it really was misleading.
Did you save it?
Oh, I have it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was very misleading to the readers, which kind of was a shock to me because I didn't know it was going to come out like that. I thought it'd be a little article.
Yeah.
But they took advantage, I think. And yes, the Berkshire Eagle had two sections, sometimes three.
Yes, they did.
It was a big paper. And I think it was a quarter.
A quarter?
Oh, I'm sure it was about a quarter.
Wow.
Yeah. Delivered to your home.
Wow.
I know. I still like holding a newspaper or a book. I can't read stuff on a tablet. I need to hold a book. How about
okay.
you? When you read, do you do it on a tablet or do you read a book?
Both.
Like you hold the book. What do you prefer?
I prefer the tablet.
Really?
Yeah, because my hand's getting tired.
But you're holding the tablet.
Yeah, but it's not as heavy as a book.
Really? That's interesting. I never would have thought that would be a reason. But I do know you can get books on your tablet for free. Like you can go somewhere and download.
There are places where you can get free books, yeah.
Yeah, Mark reads that way too. I just like to hold a book.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right, let me see what I got here. 42% of all murdered women are killed by the same man.
What? What is that?
42% of all murdered women are killed by the same man. It's another headline.
That's a headline or a fact?
A headline.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez. National Hunting Group targeting women. We got a theme going here.
I know. It's all the miscarriage thing and the women thing. All women.
Fire officials grilled over kerosene heaters.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. I get that. I get what that's supposed to mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Police can't stop gambling. Ability to swim may save children from drowning.
Oh, good. Okay. That's logical.
Low wages said key to poverty. No.
No. Really.
Jeez.
Really.
Talk about something.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Youth hit by car riding bicycle.
That's cute. That's one that you want to picture in your head. Or in somebody else's head.
Hostage taker kills self. Police shoot each other.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I can't read that.
Oh, okay. You know our boundaries.
Well, this would go against it.
Okay.
All right. Check with doctors before getting sick.
Probably not a bad idea. Wait. I guess it would be kind of stupid.
I feel fine today. I must go see a doctor.
Yes. And the doctors would like that because there's a copay. They get the copay. And we are going to take a little bit of a break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Santrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts. Retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
At Pittsfield Community Television, we have a saying, anyone can learn to create television. With the support of trained production staff, we can teach you how to professionally operate a camcorder, use editing software to tell a story, work as a team in a production studio, and take those skills into the community. If you've been curious as to how video production works, we'd love to have you as a member. Visit us online at pittsfieldtv.org or call us at 445-4234 for more information.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we're back.
And we are back again for the second half of our show. This is Lynn.
And Bev.
And we are still Stuff. And every Thursday morning, 8:30 in the morning. And just want to remind you about the spaghetti dinner. It's a pasta dinner fundraiser, Pittsfield Irish Sister City, Friday, May 15th, 5:30 to 7 p.m. Hillcrest Academy at 400 Columbus Avenue. You can get tickets at Elm Street Hardware, or you can call 413-442-8924. Talk to Marie, get reservations, go there, watch the Irish step dancers, and Unico will be doing all the yummy food. They'll be cooking.
Okay.
True or false?
Okay. About 4,000 Americans are injured by musical instruments every year. In 1797, James Hetherington invented the top hat and wore it in public. He was arrested for disturbing the peace. And during the 1980s, the speed of traffic in New York City was less than 10 miles per hour.
I have my pick.
Okay.
Okay. Onward we go. I'm still talking about plants, and this is funny ways to do plant management as we go on. Allow basil to bolt.
Basil.
Basil. So you're allowing your basil to bolt. Let some basil flower.
Yeah.
To attract beneficial insects, which can increase your pepper yield by 30%.
Wow.
So it's funny because when I said that, I thought of what you were talking about, how things get written and they're written wrong. Because when I looked at this, it says, let some basil flower. And I thought of, okay, never mind. Yeah, it was in my head. It's a scary place. So if you want to increase your pepper yield, let the basil flower so that the bugs will go to the flower instead of your pepper flower.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't grow peppers, though. Maybe I should. Maybe I'll grow peppers.
Police killed youth in effort to stop his suicide attempt.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That can't be a real headline.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh. I hope that's wrong. That can't be.
Convicted SNL chief donated to university.
Oh. SNL, is it Saturday Night Live? No, that's SNL.
SNL. Study, dead patients usually not saved.
Oh, jeez.
Go ahead.
I have warm water treatment for your garden. Water young plants with warm water to trigger the growth hormones. Or you can trickle them. You can trickle them or you can trigger them.
Or quadruple.
Whichever way you want to do it. But I didn't know that. Water them with warm water, not cold water.
Right.
I'm doing everything wrong. Oh my gosh, I have to make so many adjustments. But it's good.
You always do your houseplants and stuff like that with warm water.
This is in your garden when the plants are young.
That's true. But see, now that's going to be kind of hard to do if you're looking at a hose.
Right. I guess what you have to do is have the water in your watering can, maybe for a few days, let it warm up, and then water with a watering can. Right? That would
be
the way to do it.
Must be.
Mm-hmm. Here's another one. Oh. Let your garden get wild, in quotes, W-I-L-D, wild. Leaving some weeds and falling leaves actually protects the soil and creates a natural ecosystem.
Well, I can understand that, but some of these people that want to do gardens, they want it to be pristine with the flowers.
And no weeds.
No weeds.
That's me.
Aw.
Yeah, I pull the weeds. But in my garden, because it's a raised bed, I don't get weeds.
Yeah,
but
it's a food garden.
Right, right. The leaves do compost, and I know that they're good for the soil. I also know that, I shouldn't say that, I've read that when you mow your lawn, don't always bag your grass. Let the grass fly all over the lawn because that also nourishes your lawn.
It's a fertilizer-like thing, isn't it?
Uh-huh. I think so. It's like a nourishment thing.
Okay.
And it's easier than bagging.
Yes.
Yeah. So
leaves are supposed to be left alone, too.
You know, when you think about it, a park, for instance, with trees. And winter comes and all the leaves have fallen onto the ground. I don't believe every park gets cleaned up. I don't think the leaves get cleaned up.
No.
Like, think about Central Park in New York City.
That's huge.
So all the leaves fall. They don't clean up all the leaves.
All the leaves are falling.
But in the spring, everything still grows. The plants, the flowers, the grass. The leaves have disintegrated. So why don't we just let that happen in our yards?
It's the same thing as having to mow your yard so much that it looks like a golf field.
Yeah.
No, it should be. You should have at least 1.5 inches or 2 inches of grass.
Yeah. We keep our mower up so that it doesn't cut it real, real short.
I just got mine cut, but it's got daffodils. The other ones, the bad ones.
Oh, dandelions.
Dandelions all over it.
And it's too bad because they're pretty.
They are pretty.
I know, but they kill the grass. Right? Oh, don't kill the grass. They just come up a lot and the grass doesn't have a chance to grow.
Mm.
But it is pretty. I've seen houses where people have literally throw the wildflower seeds and they have I can think of a house right now. The whole front yard is all natural. They never mow it. It's all weeds and flowers. And the weeds are, when they flower, are really pretty. And they have it, and it ends up being, you know, really tall, but it's pretty.
Yeah.
It's pretty. The whole front yard.
I've seen those too, but you just got to know which weeds to use.
True. Which ones flower.
Yeah.
Because they can be really pretty. And then you can eat some of them.
I believe it.
Yeah. Or you can make soap. You can have lavender. And then you can make soap, which is something I want to do tomorrow, right?
No way.
No. No.
Lavender always makes me think you old woman. You.
I don't like lavender either.
No,
I don't. I don't. And I won't make my own soap. I'm sorry. I won't make my own cheese. Sorry. I just...
If the do-it-yourself thing has just gone...
Yeah. I will try the pasta, though. I will try to make the pasta.
Okay.
As we've talked about before.
All right.
So if you have gnomes in your garden, or you have a flamingo... Oh, you should... Oh, these are gardening pranks and garden fun. It says, move a garden gnome or flamingo periodically to make your neighbors wonder if it's alive. Well, you'd have to be a neighbor that's not too bright to think your flamingo is alive. Now,
especially,
if you move your neighbor's flamingo.
Now, that could, that would make something happen. Jeez. Parking lot floods when man bursts.
Oh, my gosh. That's a visual. That's gross.
U.S. advice. Keep drinking water from sewage.
Well, isn't that natural? Isn't that... The sewage gets cleaned, right?
Isn't it through close to? Yeah.
Yeah, so we kind of are, when you think about it. That's why you don't flush any pills down your toilet or antibiotics. It goes into the water. They can't get it out.
That's right.
So you know what is really fun? I love this idea. Attach plastic fruit to your vegetables to confuse your neighbors. So if you have a garden and it's a vegetable garden,
yeah,
attach bananas, apples that are plastic. It'd actually be really fun to play a joke on your neighbor if they have a garden. You can sneak over there at night and you can tie plastic peppers on their pepper plants. You can tie plastic tomatoes on their tomato steaks and make it look like they've got all this stuff growing. I think that would be a riot. I grew up in a neighborhood where we did stuff like this to each other, and it's fun.
Okay.
Don't you think so?
I think it would be pretty.
I think so. And I think it'd be a fun joke. You want to move in next to me?
No. Corn. The most versatile of all food plants. It can be eaten at every stage of development. You can find it in more than 3,000 grocery items. In fact, according to the Great Food Almanac, the average American eats the equivalent of 3 pounds of corn each day in the form of meat, poultry, and dairy products.
Corn in a dairy product?
Yeah.
Poultry?
Yeah.
Oh, is that because chickens eat corn?
Must be.
And what was the first one?
Meat.
Because the cattle eat corn. The dairy, because the cows eat corn. Is that what they mean?
I think. 3 pounds of corn each day.
No. I don't think I do.
Well, when you see the ingredients on like dog food and stuff like that, they have corn.
I don't eat dog food.
Woof, woof.
I don't think I eat 3 pounds of corn. Do you?
No.
No.
Want to hear the one about garlic?
I do.
One of the first foods ever cultivated, first written reference 5,000 years ago in Sanskrit. At banquets, ancient Greeks served each guest a bowl of parsley, believing it would mask garlic breath. A vestige of this custom survives. Many restaurants still drop a sprig of parsley on every plate.
I've heard that it does help with garlic breath.
Have you tasted parsley?
I have. I like it. Do you like it?
No.
No?
It's bitter.
Do you eat garlic?
Yeah.
Have you ever roasted garlic?
No.
Oh. Sprinkle some olive oil on it, and then you put it on a cookie sheet, but you cut off the top.
Yeah.
So that you can see the garlic.
Yeah.
And I also had some that was delicious that they marinated the garlic head in teriyaki sauce. And then they roasted it in the oven. It was delicious. But you need a little teeny tiny little spoon to get the garlic clove out of the hole in the garlic. You got it because you cut the top off. So now you've got to go in the hole to get the garlic out after you roast it.
Yeah.
Good.
You can't get it out beforehand?
No, because you roast the whole garlic. You can get an elephant garlic. They're big. And then you cut off the top, and you put the olive oil on it, or you marinate it, and then you set it on a cookie sheet with the cut part up, and you roast it till the whole thing is soft, and then you take the whole garlic head out, and then you go inside the little open things. You go inside and get the garlic out. It's really yummy.
Well, I'll have to try it someday.
Will you?
Yeah.
You will?
If somebody makes it.
Maybe I'll make one and we can eat it here. So there's two things I want to do. I want to do the peanut butter test, where I bring in like 3 jars of peanut butter, and we taste them all.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we tell everybody what we're doing. The other one can be I'll roast a garlic, and I'll bring it in, and we can have that, and we can tell everybody how yummy it is.
And we won't breathe on anybody.
Well, we'll only be together, just you and I. So no one will know, just you and I. But this room will stink. This room will really stink. But we could throw some parsley around the room. Maybe that would help.
Lettuce.
What?
Lettuce.
Lettuce.
The name comes from the Latin lactuca, milk, because of the white liquid that oozes from broken stalks. Have you ever seen milk come from broken stalks?
I don't know.
The Romans prized it so highly that any slave eating lettuce was given 30 lashes.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
That's kind of cruel.
Yeah, well, yeah, although there was a lot of that back then. A lot of that kind of crazy, weird stuff. Like, we won't get into it, but like ownership of another person, which is awful.
Right.
Okay. Banana tree. So here we go with another practical joke. Tie bananas to a non-fruiting tree for a silly laugh. So again, you can do this in your own property. Tie bananas on a tree in your front yard and make it so people can see it. I think that would be hilarious. Love that idea. And this is a good time to do it because the trees aren't in bloom yet. They will be next week, so you need to hurry. Buy a bunch of bananas and tie them to your neighbor's tree. How cute would that be? I bet they could take a picture and it would go viral.
You going to try it?
No. I will try some of the other stuff though. I think it's cute.
Here's a few pearls of wisdom from things you should never do. Irma Bombeck said, "Never lend your car to anyone to whom you have given birth."
Oh, true. Maybe.
Never test the depth of a river with both feet. Never stand between a dog and the hydrant.
Oh, God.
Never raise your hand to your children. It leaves your midsection unprotected.
Oh.
What you got?
Read the first one again.
About lending your car?
There was I don't remember if it was in a movie or it was a joke, but it was about this guy who let his son borrow the car. And in the morning, he said to his son, "What time did you get home?" And he said, "Oh, it was like midnight." And the father said, "Are you sure?" He said, "Yeah, I got home about midnight." He said, "Then how come the paper was delivered at 5 this morning and the tire's on top of the newspaper in the driveway?" Kind of like that.
Yeah.
So he got caught.
Uh-huh.
He pulled in after the newspaper got thrown in the driveway and he pulled on top of it.
So he didn't get there till about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Busted. So here's some garden humor. This says plant mortality rate. Similar to husbands, some plants just suffer a slow, painful death despite your best efforts.
Oh my gosh.
The three-hour rule. The best time to garden is never, or avoiding the sun between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Oh.
So you...
In the morning.
It says the best time to garden is never. So they're saying don't even do a garden. Or it says avoid the sun between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. I don't really think that's funny. I don't really get that. Well, we have a pen. We can cross that out.
Never interrupt an enemy while he's making a mistake.
Oh.
That was by Napoleon Bonaparte.
Never interrupt an enemy when he's making a mistake.
Gary Shandling said, never try to pick up a woman who's wearing a Super Bowl ring.
Mm.
Never tell a woman she doesn't look good in some article of clothing she has just purchased.
Oh, true. True, true, true. Very
oh,
true.
Oh, I just... Time is getting away from us.
Is it time?
It's close to it. What else you got?
I'm done with my garden stuff, but I can do a couple of the... We had done a show where we were talking about different things you can fix. Let's see. So if you need to cover up some stuff that's wrong with your drywall, your walls, instead of plastering the hole, tape a picture of the Kool-Aid Man or Jack Nicholson from The Shining over the hole. I don't really get that, but I think I did see a picture of, I have seen pictures of people that will have something wrong with a wall, and they're artists, and they will do an amazing mural around the hole, but incorporate the hole into the picture. I've seen them do that on cars, where a car's been in an accident, and there's a big ding or a dent or a smash, and instead of repairing it, the artist creates artwork on the side of the vehicle.
So that's what I gotta do. I gotta find an artist.
Yep, that incorporates the. I've seen them do a mountain scene. It's gorgeous, but the mountains are 3D because the mountains are incorporated into the dents. It's really fascinating. Some of these people are really, really good.
Cool.
Really good. This one says, if your car's bumper falls off or you take a nasty hit, drill some holes. Oh, this is funny. Did your car's bumper fall off or take a nasty hit? Drill some holes in your car and attach a few large colorful plastic toys directly to the front to cover the dent. So it's actually suggesting you do Hot Wheels. You take all these little Hot Wheel cars and you put them all over the dent. I've never seen that before.
Nope, that's new.
And then it says your windshield wipers. If your windshield wiper fluid cap refuses to click closed, you can tie it down with a spare, here's our shoelace.
Uh-huh.
Or repurpose a colorful silicone kitchen lid, so you can find a lid in your kitchen that would fit and put it on your windshield wiper fluid cap. I've never broken a windshield wiper. Is that common?
I have never seen one that was broken.
I've never heard anybody talk about it, like
nope.
Go to dinner and have them say, oh my God, I'm so depressed. I had to take a Valium because my windshield wiper cap broke off.
Okay, so which one do you think is true and false?
I think the...
There's only one false.
4,000 music illness, people getting hurt with instruments. I think that one's false.
Okay. That's the one that's true.
Get out.
That's actually, no, it is false.
It is false.
It is false.
All right.
And why do you think it was false?
Because I don't think that people get hurt by musical instruments that much.
Well, the truth of it is about 8,000 Americans are injured by musical instruments each year.
What?
Try picking up a piano.
Oh, that kind of an instrument. Oh, I get that. Okay. Oh, I just picture people at Tanglewood in the orchestra and seeing somebody with the trombone turn to the left and whack the violinist. Or the violinist violining and poking somebody in the ear.
With a bow.
Yeah. Okay, so the top hat is true.
The top.
And the 10 mile an hour thing in New York City, I knew that was true. Because
car.
They crawl.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a car in New York City if I lived there.
There's so many buses.
Buses, taxis, and now you've got Uber, and then people with their cars. I would. There's just no way. I would just do public transportation.
Yep.
But I'm not moving. There you go.
I would never move to New York City.
Me either. Hey, have a great day, everybody.
The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.